This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Summer's almost over, but I'll bet you're still hearing the radio pop song of the summer, that catchy little tune, Call Me Maybe. Well, besides that song, performers, concert promoters, and radio DJs have had a bevy of hits to cash in on the past couple months. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman checks out which songs have stayed hot and why.
For most of the summer, Call Me Maybe has topped the Billboard charts. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. It's the infectious girl falls for boy across a crowded dance floor tune from Canadian newcomer Carly Rae Jepsen. Brett Andrews, DJ at Clear Channel's Z100 in Portland, says Jepsen got a major assist from social media.
A completely unknown artist like Carly Rae Jepsen can end up having the song of the summer because of one simple 140-character tweet from Justin Bieber.
Country crossover star Taylor Swift recently bumped Jepsen from number one with her Young Love Is Over anthem. Andrews says love songs appeal to his target audience, young women.
The men may not admit that they love these songs, but they do. You hear guys humming along to Taylor and to Rihanna.
Taylor Swift is Billboard's top-earning artist this year. But Gary Bongiovanni of the magazine Pollstar says many top 40 artists don't earn big on tour.
The recorded music business has faded. The artist perceived as the biggest of the moment because of the amount of airplay and press don't necessarily sell a lot of tickets.
The top acts are older school. Bruce Springsteen, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, the Dave Matthews Band. More Generation Me. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.